Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jerry Silberman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry's a friend of mine and a friend of yours. He's been on the show quite a few times over the last 4 or so years. He's the CEO and the founder of Corporate Turnaround. He knows more about getting people out of financial trouble than most of us will ever know, and hopefully more than we want to know. But he is the pro, but he's also a pretty darn good has a pretty darn good business mind, and so in a lot of different ways. And so I've asked him to join us today and talk to us about a very important topic, and that topic is pride. Jerry Silberman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. I was quoting from the Bible earlier, from the wisdom part of the wisdom literature of the Bible Jerry, and I used this passage: pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And that's wisdom. That's ancient wisdom that's still true today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, I look at it this way: pride is like cholesterol. There's good pride and there's bad pride. And you know, we all know about the good pride,
right?
Like pride in your kids and
right.
Things like that, as you mentioned earlier. But there's another type of pride that, if you're a small business owner and you're dealing with difficulties, let's say a financial problem, you know, it blinds you to mm-hmm. the realities that your business is in, and it makes it painful to ask for help, painful to do the right thing. You have so much, your whole family, everything that you have is revolving around this business, and because of your pride, sometimes you can't do the right thing. It just immobilizes you from doing the right thing.
Well, I've heard the term pridefulness. You know, that's the difference between being proud and the good cholesterol, and I mean the good pride, and the bad kind, which is pridefulness, and that's where you let it get in your way, don't you?
Well, you know, I've seen thousands of business owners close their doors simply because they have, misguided faith in themselves and their abilities to conquer things.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that could be a good thing. But you see, sometimes, you know, I guess I can give you the analogy. If you get a cut, you know, you can fix that on your own. But, you know, if your arm's hanging off, you better get professional help. You better go to the emergency
right.
room. Because so there's an appropriate
they
time
know, they know stuff.
For appropriate
they
action.
Have... They know stuff. They have tools you don't have. And of course, you and I both know, Jerry, that the same trait that you have, this pridefulness that you have, that causes you to not get financial help when you need it and possibly takes you down, it's the same thing that caused you to not ask for help that got you into this thing. I mean, by not being willing to ask somebody for help when you were making a decision in the beginning, in the first place, before you ever committed all that money, by not asking for help from somebody who's been there before, who could have said, you know, you don't have to do it that way. I did it that way once. It's too expensive. You don't have to do it that way.
Yes,
it's all the same personality trait, isn't it?
It's continuing to make the same mistakes over and over.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a father of 3 young kids, this is one of the main things I'm trying to get across to my children.
Yeah.
Don't make this mistake. I'd like them to learn from my mistakes, but that's almost impossible, as we
right,
know.
Right.
But, you know, if they're going to make their own mistakes, don't make the same mistakes over and over. And it's funny. This is a conversation I had with my daughter last night about what other people feel, but I'm getting off subject. But the truth is, people a lot of times can't see the forest from the trees. And they don't know what to do. But you mentioned, you know, financing and people looking for financing. That's one of their problems. I think when people get into, business owners get into a financial bind, they are overly optimistic about finding financing according to their terms.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now, I mean, they've always mm-hmm. been that way. But nowadays, where it's really, really hard to get financing, especially for a small business, they're overly optimistic, and they're also they're overly optimistic about their abilities to deal with such problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the ones that got themselves into this mess in the first place. Of course, you can always blame the economy, but I've never actually seen the economy. You know what I'm saying, Jim? It's not. If I'm a small business owner, I personally, and I am a small business owner, I personally don't care about what the economy is doing, because at the end of the day, I need to feed my family.
You still have, regardless of whether the economy is up or down, you still have bills to pay and kids to feed.
Exactly. And you know, and you've seen time and again how through a bad economy, some companies in the same industry will flourish while others will fade away. Some get bigger, some do well, but others fade away.
So what should we do? What is the best, what's the solution to this pride thing?
Clarity, seeing things objectively, opening up your mind to possibilities,
yeah.
examining what you're doing and say, does this really make sense? Maybe, oh my goodness now, finding an expert
yeah.
that can deal with your situation.
Because if you don't have clarity now, the way you're doing it, that doesn't that mean that you need to do something different? You need to listen to someone else, ask somebody else the question, learn something, read a book, read an article, listen to someone. Something different needs to take place, doesn't it?
And I can say that you're right. You can say that all day, but that's the problem. That comes back to pride. That's the ego that we're talking about.
Right.
I don't think entrepreneurs have any ego. I'm not really sure. But and you need that. You need that as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You need that pride and you need that ego. But when you get into a difficult pinch, what you really want to do, the solution, is to find the best help, or the best help that you can afford.
Yeah.
I mean, not every, you know, you're a smaller business. You can't afford what a $5 billion company can afford
right.
as far as getting help. But you have to research and you have to find out what is the best help available.
Well, these days, there are plenty of places, plenty of people. Some of it's free. Much of it's free. We talk about it on the show all the time. People who can help you, your peers, could be somebody you could meet through the Chamber of Commerce. It could be somebody, you know, one of the organizations that are aligned to help you. And if you've got financial issues, find financial professionals, like, of course, Jerry Silverman's organization, Corporate Turnaround, is another one out there, and there are many others like that. But, of course, not any as good as Jerry's group. Jerry Silverman is our guest. We'll talk some more with him after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.